Hey, 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 y'all. It is me, your host, Lila LaCherie, and you are tuned into a new episode of our podcast. In this episode, you are listening to a playback from our live show Wednesday night on Hits 92.3. Please excuse our music breaks and enjoy part one and two of each show with my wonderful co-host, Auntie Peaches.
What's up, everybody? You are tuned into Keeping It Real with Lila, live on Hits 92.3. It is Wednesday, it is hump day, and it is Keeping It Real with Lila Day. And today, I have a guest. And we're talking about, I had to actually name this show tonight. And it's called Ladies, We Gots to Do Better. Yeah. Gots like capital G-O-T-S with the red explanation. Yeah, we got to do better. Can you hear yourself?
I sure can.
Okay, you got to talk into the mic. Speak into the mic. So yeah, tonight we're talking about how you ladies just need to do better. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, all I see on social media is male bashing, and nobody never talks about what these bitches is doing. And yes, I'm gonna say bitches a lot tonight, so I'm sorry, but I'm just gonna warn you ahead of time. So yes, would you like to introduce yourself for me, please, and tell them where they can find you? What do you do? What do you like? Where are you from? All that good shit. I've seen that happen before in real life.
I'm sure you have. Anyway, I'm Shine. I guess y'all can find me on Instagram, KLShine1288. My Facebook is KLShine.
You got to talk into the mic because we can hear you. See, you can't talk to the people on your live because they're not on the app. Go download the app. Okay, now you're talking like, there you go. There you go.
You want a position like this so you can see?
Yeah, there you go.
That's what you're trying to do. It makes it a lot easier to react to this. So can you see yourself? It's cool.
I can't see myself.
Okay, cool.
I'm not a Georgia native. I'm from the West Coast.
I'm not a Georgia native either.
You know, but I just had to put that.
You know, they know where you. Y'all know I love the Cali people. You know, born and raised. Yes, she's a lot more Cali than me, though. She has the Cali swag. I don't.
But yeah, that's just. I got nothing to say about
you. You don't have anything fabulous that you do. You don't want to tell them what's coming up, and you know.
I guess I cook a little bit here and there.
I've been fussing at her for years, literally, about making a cooking show.
I do have one in the making. I'm just trying to get some stuff together. Y'all be patient. I'm working on a YouTube channel. I'm also working on an IG TV channel as well. So.
And she's going to have to give me a pat on the back because I know I've been pressing her for like 2 years at least.
But
you need to, every time you made a cooking video.
I know. I've been hearing it from everybody. I know. I'm going to get it together. I kind of, you know, got down a little bit because I've been sick. So I was supposed to post a video last week, but I've been sick. So I didn't really have no time to do nothing. So I'm trying to get myself back together because I could barely talk without coughing and stuff. So. But that's a couple of people that got going.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm reading comments and messages and, yeah, all that good stuff at one time. So, yeah, we are two different people, and we have two different perspectives on how we feel about women in general and the things that have been going on. And then y'all know Peaches is on the way, so she gonna chime in when she get her ass here. So, yeah, but anyway. What really made me want to do this episode, I could have been did it, but it was just the icing on the cake on Saturday. So I'm strolling on Facebook and I see a post of a girl and it was like she was beatboxing with her vagina. So I'm like, what the hell? So I click on it and she's butt ass naked. And she was like, yeah, I got a talented vagina. I don't know exactly what she was saying, but I think I remember her saying that it was talented. And as she, you know, she proceeds to bring the phone down and she starts beatboxing with her vagina hole. And I was like, what? WTF? Because I was like, no.
Why is that?
Why the hell? Do you think that it's cute to, and she looked young. So my first thing was like, okay, she looked all of 21, if that. And number two is like, if you're not a mother, or you're not a girlfriend, or you're not a wife, eventually one day you're gonna be. You're gonna wanna be. Why would I take you seriously? It's people who do, but I feel like if you're not benefiting from, like, you going live, or I mean posting that video was, did not get you paid, not $1.
Let's see, that's what they're doing it for. She probably assumed that if she posted the video, she was gonna get enough likes.
Right, and
that was going to get her paid. But there's other ways for you to get paid. You ain't gotta go out here posting beatboxing pussy videos,
right,
to get paid.
Yeah, but see, the sad part about it is, like, the world today and the society today makes women feel like that.
Very much so.
It's nobody's happy with themselves. Nobody's happy with their bodies or the way they look or their hair or just, like, nobody's happy with, like, even just even the women who get up every day and put a full face of makeup on.
You right.
I cannot do that. I cannot get up every day and put a full face. I'm contouring and like, no, I don't even know how to do that shit. But I'm just saying, though, like, I know how to do my makeup and it looks nice.
Right.
But it's just like, why do you feel the need to have to get up and do that every single day?
Because out here in society, they letting them know that if you don't do that every single day, then you're not
but
beautiful.
That's just like back in the days where they used to say models had to be sticks.
Skinny. And yeah. But I feel like that also has a lot to do with insecurities. If you're insecure within yourself,
mm-hmm.
you're of course you're out here trying to identify and find yourself in other people who you want to be like. But you're not realizing that you're conforming to society by doing that.
Right.
You don't have to get up every day to beat your face because you feel like, oh, if I beat my face, I might, you know, get a couple looks here and there. Oh, he might finally come talk to me. Like, no.
I mean, and women do think like that. I mean, you know, men think, we all think like that. But my thing is like, it's so, everybody in the world is man bashes, especially black men.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, every black man that we come encounter with is not a bad man.
Absolutely.
And it's crazy because the way that society is, it makes it look like men ain't, every man you see just ain't shit.
They ain't shit.
And that's not a fact. Now, it's a lot of niggas who
that ain't shit.
Right.
But you know how that go? That's just like if you do one bad thing, then they just it's take one apple to spoil the bunch.
Right.
So if it's just a handful of niggas who ain't shit, then they just going to assume that everybody ain't shit.
But that's okay. But that's why I'm saying, you know, ladies used to get criticized back in the day for doing stuff. Certain things we wouldn't do because, oh, you a hoe.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? But now it's like, I mean, bitches is bragging about being hoes. Okay, yep. If that's what you want to do. But it's like, you're going to eventually get to a point in your life where you are going to become a parent. You are going to, you know what I'm saying, want a man to take you seriously. Nobody wants to grow old by themselves. I don't care what nobody says.
You
know what I'm saying? So it's like, I mean, why would I want you to be my wife and you got all this, all, you know what I'm saying?
And I think what people forget too is that we live in a world now where technology is forever evolving.
Exactly.
So I don't think anybody realizes that when you post that video or you post those pictures, like, that's a forever thing, baby.
Exactly.
That's going to always, that's going to follow you for the rest of your life. So when you get big and you think you done got your life together and now you trying to be different for your kids and your husband or whoever the case may be, guess what? Them same videos and pictures is going to come right back to haunt you.
Yep.
And I don't think people think about those,
right,
the consequences
people
when they
still
do stuff like
even
that.
Even though Kim Kardashian benefited highly from her,
baby, you know.
It's to the point where, like, she's tried to do whatever she could do to get it off.
Right.
It's still videos.
And it's still going
somewhere.
And that's what
Mimi.
They know her as.
Yeah,
yep.
Mimi. That's who nobody's ever going to stop talking about. You
yep.
got a sex tape with Ray J, girl.
Yep.
I don't care who you are.
They're going to be like, Kim Kardashian. Oh,
but
yeah, you don't know who Kim Kardashian is.
She just so happens to be blessed to, you know, have a husband.
Yep.
Who's a fucking weirdo. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I don't even take that seriously. But whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Kanye
whatever.
Kanye ain't rap too tight.
He's a weirdo. Just period. Like, he's a weirdo. But, I mean, you know, I don't have a husband. So, at least she's made it that far.
Right.
Like, but it's just, that whole situation when I seen that video, it just blew me.
The, she,
you know
yeah.
you gotta talk into the mic.
Oh, you know I'm late. Hey, you guys, gotta scoot over. I'm late.
Yes, Peaches is in the building now.
I am always late. Hey, hey, hey.
So, hey. Yeah, no, scoot over so you can talk into the mic, in that mic, for the people who are listening on the app.
Yo, mic. Keeping it real with Lila, huh?
But, well, you know, we finna get off live in a minute and switch to somewhere else. So, y'all got to tune in everywhere. Right. App. Get the app. Okay, and if you want an app, thank you. But yeah, so anyway, back to you bitches. I told y'all in the beginning I was gonna say bitches a lot. So
this is why people they think side pieces is winning.
So real quick, you know, I am late. I did let all my listeners know that I would be we would have a good topic. So Lila, why don't you go ahead and tell them what the topic is today so we can zoom through, zoom out, zoom back in and get where we.
Okay, so for y'all people over there, because y'all people already know what's going on. We are talking about the title of the show is Ladies, We Gots to Do Better. So we are talking about you bitches. Y'all bitches need to do better. And I told the other folks in the beginning I was going to say bitches a lot.
This is not far for the real women out here. Yes. Okay? We talking about the bitches. If you fit, wear it.
Exactly. If you feel offended about whatever about I you. Say, that means, I mean, you know.
So basically, the other night, we were at my house and we were just chilling and it was a good night. And then all of a sudden, Lila, she seen a video of a woman, which is these bitches. She said, you guys, I can do some. I found that I had a newfound talent. And she started beatboxing with her vagina. So when Lila she really was like, oh, my God. She could not believe it. It really immediately made her upset. She was like, auntie, look at this. I ain't even want to look at it.
I was so mad.
She was so mad, but I had to see it because I just couldn't believe that it was women out there that just have a lot of, don't have, you know, much to do. They got a lot of time on their hands, and I just feel like it's just degrading. And it's a shame that you're going to get a whole lot of likes, you're going to get a whole lot of views, right. You know, and it's crazy because...
But then, like they say, I mean, all publicity is good because whether it's negative or positive, the numbers are there.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, that's you putting that on
Facebook or whatever like the hell she put
degrading.
It.
That's embarrassing and degrading.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how you think your parents feel looking at that video?
Man, what?
I'm just saying. How do you think your parents, your mother, your father felt looking at that video? Like, I know that's not my baby. I know that ain't my baby. Because
when it came across, your titties is out like, yeah.
I don't know. I
got a talented vagina, y'all.
Listen.
It's like, what?
That is not the way to get rich, y'all.
That is not.
We got to find other ways for us women to come together.
Exactly.
And get rich. And it should not be the way to show off, to exploit yourself sexually. Or to down talk other women. And I feel like in our society and culturally, especially in African American culture, like that's what it's come to. It's come to, we don't get along. I don't care if you successful. I'm not finna give you no help. We ain't finna be successful together. It's my money. No, like it's too much money out here to go around. And that's not the way you gotta go about getting your money.
Exactly.
But bitches don't give a fuck.
Bitches don't care.
Women do. But bitches don't.
Correct.
So. All they care about is the money. They don't care about what they got to do to get to the money. They just want the money.
But, I mean, like they say, all money ain't good money. And that is absolutely a fact.
Right. And like, just be careful. You know, selling your soul. You know, that's just really crazy.
And it's not even that, though, too. People is crazy. Y'all know just like the rapper Pop Smoke that just got killed. Mm-hmm. Because he was not attentive of his surroundings. He done went and posted all these pictures and videos with his house address and stuff on it. They went and invaded his home and killed him. Really? And that's the same thing that I feel about all these videos and stuff that people post of themselves. You're putting yourself out there for the world to see you. So what do you think is going to happen when people actually on the street see you? Everybody ain't wrapped too tight.
Exactly.
You might meet the wrong one.
Right.
And that's all it's going to take. And they're going to be like, oh yeah, I remember you. Oh, yeah, you with the shits. You know what I mean? Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah.
Exactly. We're
going to find out how much you with the shits, and now they finna try you.
Right. Yeah. Because everybody's intentions ain't good.
Just
at all. At all.
Well, I don't know. Maybe she needed it for attention because she wasn't cute.
She had to get some. I mean, I was so disgusted, though. Like,
I don't even want to see the video. I ain't even seen the video, but I didn't even want to see the video. I was like, you didn't look at this, because.
I was like, I don't even want to see it. It took me about 3 jumping. Like, no, I don't.
It was just, it. I just,
See?
I was really like, disgusted.
I don't even know what to say, because I'm telling you, it was something that.
All they doing is making it acceptable, though. Because I'm pretty sure she got the view. She won't. They done cut her a
check.
Oh,
yeah. It was plenty of views.
They done cut her a check.
Yeah. She done did it before. Because she said.
Yeah, she did. She mentioned something before. Yeah. That was the second video. It was. She said something about a karaoke or beat. I don't know. But
she said, well, you guys know.
Recorded. If she recorded something. But it was just.
It was something.
I just tried to go find it again, but it's so many videos after that that I didn't. It wouldn't come up.
It was so many video. It was so many. I guess it was something pertaining to her vagina. Anyway, again, because this is part two.
Part two. So she made a follow up.
Yeah. Yes.
So you thought you were so talented, you had to make a follow up. No, ma'am.
Yes.
No.
But then I was just like, why does it do that?
I mean, was it really beatboxing, though?
Yes. She did.
Yes. Make it sound.
So, it's safe to say it's something wrong.
Right. That's why I was like,
that's
why
not normal.
Even, that was what was, I think that was really what was disturbing me the most, maybe. It was like, it shouldn't even do that.
It shouldn't. She ain't even got no help.
Wait
no
a minute.
Nothing. I don't know.
See, that's
what do you guys think, viewers? I mean, goodness, you guys got that number, call in, or definitely, you know, send a send a response through
what is going on in the world,
through your live or something. But I don't know, that's crazy.
Yeah, it was very disturbing.
Maybe it was farting.
Yeah, but the fact that it could do it like that
without any help.
You said no.
It was just right. But even with him hearing it, his face was like,
what's going on here?
Like, I don't know.
Cam was like, mommy, who's the noise? I'm like, nothing. I was trying to get away from you.
For the kids.
Right. Look, because I'm just like, the noise, man, when I clicked, I'm just like, this is just.
See, this
one. I don't know. But even with, like, you know, it's bitches making videos and them sucking on everything. Why you gotta do that?
Why?
Oh yeah, the no hands challenge. They doing it with the bananas and the cucumber challenge. Everything is so hypersexualized. I think that's just what it is. Everything is so hypersexualized, and women bitches just be like, okay.
But ooh, it's girl, still okay. Like, you can
do that video challenge.
You have women on social media with butt naked pictures, but they're elegant. They make it look like art. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just like the body paint. Stuff like, you know what I'm saying? But it's always that one or two girls who got to turn it into something where it is nasty and it is raunchy and it make people look at you like you're a hoe.
Yeah, I can agree with that, because there's a lot of times I scroll through my social media and see that, and it's beautiful to see a woman embrace her body.
Exactly.
You know, and if she's not showing too much, it leaves something for your imagination to just visualize what you want to visualize with it. But then you got other people, like you said, they just got
Jada Pinkett, actually a couple days ago, she posted an old photo shoot. She was butt naked, but it looked nice and elegant. Yeah, she's beautiful.
Jada, come here, girl.
But it was so nice and elegant, you know what I'm saying? And it didn't make it look like,
yeah.
Don't she got a husband? You heard? Did y'all hear anybody say anything about that?
Nope.
No.
Of course
no,
not.
No, because it was nice and elegant. If it wasn't, they would have bashed Will like it was no tomorrow. He couldn't keep his wife in check.
But you still got people. Like, I had did a photo shoot one time, and I had on a leather jacket.
Yeah, I remember that.
And,
right.
Yeah, and there wasn't no shirt on, and it wasn't a full breast shot. But you know, the jacket, it was just
the way it
open.
Draped your body. Yeah.
Right. And I thought it was nice. She know that I'm Aaron right now. It was nice, but I got so many people like, oh my God. Like, oh my God, what do you mean? Oh my God. It wasn't nothing. It was
I've taken nude photos and lingerie photos and dance photos.
Right. Really,
but it's a way to do it. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's because people don't understand the definition. They probably be like, that's provocative. But do you really understand the word provocative?
Exactly.
Do you understand the difference? I don't think they understand the difference. Mm-hmm. I think people just make stuff up and they be like, well, I think this is what it means and what it is, and this is why. So in my mind,
right,
that's nasty. Who said?
I mean, goodness, and I just felt like, and it was really nice. It was really, you know, it was tasteful. It was nice.
It wasn't too much. You got to learn how to give a little bit, just enough,
right?
Just a little bit,
right? That is absolutely correct.
And it was something that it was building confidence. It wasn't nothing saying, oh, I'm a hoe, I'm a slut. It was nothing like that.
But you always have them judgmental people who got something to say about something. They just can't help it.
You want
to
know why they say something? No, because they wish they could do it.
Thank you.
So instead of giving you your props, they gonna throw shade because they can't. It can't be them. So they
for so many. Like it used to be all. It was like either women loved you or
they hated you.
It was no in between. And it used to be like, why you come in here if you want to look at us like we nasty and disgust you? You came here where we're.
This is my job.
Right. You don't have. You actually paid to come here. You pay to park. You pay to bring your ass in here.
And you got to pay to buy some drinks.
Exactly. You pay for them drinks. But you looking at me like, I'm disgusted. Why are you here? And I just used to be like, you know, people have to learn to be honest with themselves. You know what I'm saying? And people have to learn that don't be with someone who you will not allow to be who they are.
Exactly.
And I say that to say, like, those type of women who used to come to the club, they came with their men to see what they were doing, basically.
Yep.
You were uncomfortable with it, but because you just had to see what he was doing. Because
you insecure.
Exactly. You wanted to come in here. And now you feel stupid. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody having a good time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because you're insecure with their own self. You know what I'm saying? I've told women, like, go home, dress up, be somebody else when you get to the house.
Yes.
And they're like, really? I'm like, yeah. Yes.
I promise you're going to get way more attention when he get home than you sitting up in here all in his face.
Yes.
Exactly. And it's funny because I literally used to watch, and it would always be the older men. Mm-hmm. I mean, the older women who would be like, I literally watched women come in there uncomfortable, stuck like this, like, oh, shit. You're a target because once you get a couple drinks in you, it's a whole other person.
Yeah.
And I've seen that from young to old women. Get some alcohol, and it's going to be a whole nother person. Let you get loose. It's a wrap.
But see, I think that's too, like, just to touch on that a little bit, I feel like that's why a lot of people they've developed a lot of respect for strippers. Like, I feel like, personally, I didn't like strippers because I was like, oh, she up in here shaking her ass. She got her clothes off, like. And I'm just really hating because I can't move my thighs and ass cheeks like that. Yeah, whatever.
My show's for the same. So what was your reason?
It is what it is. But I'm just saying. But then after a while, I had to realize, like, first of all, this is an art. Because yes. I went and took a couple of pole dancing classes, and I could never.
That is a skill.
Up and down them poles.
Right.
I'm still trying.
It's difficult.
To get it.
Okay. After a couple of pulls, I'm tired.
It's done. Right.
Can we go get something to eat?
And not to mention they bruise your body up like that.
Right. Them. And then I also had to think about it too. How strong the women in there are because you are in here with your clothes off, mm-hmm. making money,
right?
And a lot of men may come in there and be disrespectful, but a lot of people aren't. But do you know how much strength that takes, mm-hmm. to get
it's
us to
lot.
Do that every
exactly.
day?
It's a but people what people don't understand is it's a mental thing. It's like you're literally being thrown out to the wolves, and you have to, you know, kind of figure yourself out.
Right.
It's been days where I've had to tell girls, like, it's not you.
Right.
Because you get in here and you're not making no money, and I'm skinny, I don't have no body, and I'm looking at these girls walking around with these big butts and these big titties and these flat stomachs making all this money, and I'm trying to figure out why.
Why?
What's wrong with me? But what they don't know is those same girls, you never know what they're doing for that money.
Exactly.
And half of them are insecure. That's mm-hmm. where they got butt shots. And mm-hmm. they got fake titties. And they getting lipo for small, flat stomachs. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? They wearing weaves and lace fronts and wigs and stuff. I've done the weaves. You know, everything else is real. But what I'm saying is, like, I've had my moments where I'm like, well, dang, I wish I could... my booty could look like that or look like this. And it was because it breaks you down.
Right.
And what people don't understand is being secure, like how people always bash big women who are secure. Mm-hmm. Because you can't hurt her feelings with your fat jokes.
Yep.
Right.
Because she love herself.
Yep. Yeah. That's why they out here winning, though.
I remember being a kid, and I used to get teased about having big-ass lips. Mm-hmm. And my mama used to be like, girl, people gonna love them lips. You'll see. But mm-hmm. I didn't understand as a child. I have a birthmark from here to here across my stomach. When I started dancing, I used to find makeup and spray to cover it up because I was insecure about it. It literally became one of the things people acknowledged me for.
Right.
I got 5, 6, 7, 8 compliments a night about, ooh, see? That's the girl with the birthmark. That's see? The girl with the pretty lips. But when I was younger and I didn't love myself or I didn't know any better, it hurt my feelings.
Right.
What people don't understand is so many women are insecure.
Right.
So many women are headstrong and don't want nobody to tell them do this or do that.
And that's where they mess up at. But
it's okay to be, if you notice like how they show black women on movies, always mm-hmm. the black successful business women, they right. always be lonely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They be by themselves. Mm-hmm. Oh, I done had a woman ask me like, well, what is his annual income or something? And I'm like, why does that matter? That's none of your business. Like, you're not far invested into this man to know his business. Yeah, you can pay attention to how he move. You can look at a person and see what they got.
Right.
That's not, you know what I'm saying? And the furthermore you get to know a person, pay attention. People are gonna have a guard up in the beginning that they're gonna slowly let
period.
Down. And that's with men and women. People don't pay attention enough to realize, oh, this person is genuine or this person is fake. You know what I'm saying? It's people don't understand, and I've because of my job in the business for so long, even when I worked at bars and it would be women in there or men in there who would be so insecure, and most of them are married. The most insecure people, you know what I'm saying, as they get older are married and lonely.
Yeah.
Because they marry the wrong person for the wrong reasons. They can't be themselves.
Yeah.
It's a certain type of man that I know I have to marry because of the type of person I am.
Listen, but that comes with learning yourself.
Exactly.
When you learn yourself, then you know the type of person you require to have around you mm-hmm. in
exactly.
your life.
Exactly.
Like, and people, I don't think people understand that. They be like, well, you know, I just know I want this and I want that. Okay, but that's what you want. What do you need?
Exactly. There's a big difference. That's why it's big, important to learn your love language. It's important to learn your partner's love language. It's important to learn these things, you know what I'm saying, about that, because a lot of this stuff that women are out here doing that I'm saying you bitches need to work on is because y'all are insecure.
Right.
Yeah.
That's your cry for help.
I kind of felt like, though, at one point in time, I thought that it was going to kind of transition because we got to that natural phase. Mm-hmm. So I kind of felt like maybe things were going to transition for women because they were going to start to love themselves a little bit more. You know, you seen all these women being natural and they didn't want to do all this stuff. Right. So I was like, okay. So I kind of thought maybe it was going to be different.
Yeah.
No, it's just always some shit. And it,
yeah.
Look at China. That's her name, right?
Which one?
Black China.
Black China.
Mm-hmm. I just seen a picture of what she did to her face.
What she do?
She got all.
You haven't seen what black
she look like.
That
Jackson.
Girl looks like. Oh, she don't even look like that. I don't. Really? She looks horrible.
She bleached her skin.
She, her face, her ass, her body, her structure.
I didn't even see a picture of her body. I just saw her face.
Google it.
She looked like.
It's circulating on Facebook. It's hideous, and so many people are down talking her. But I feel like it's becoming an eye opener for women, like y'all trying so hard mm-hmm. to look a certain way
for
that
who?
You're killing yourself.
For who though?
But yeah, because you Cause still ain't got no man.
Exactly.
What?
You still, because at the end of the day, they're not, the men are not even looking at them
they
for
not
who
looking
they
at
really
that.
Are.
Right.
They're like, looking at you walking around with your ass and your titties hanging out looking
and all
cute.
He's thinking about is fucking
with that wig on
and
hitting
it from the back.
Exactly.
Period.
And then
exactly.
he's gotta go home to his
to
natural
his,
wife.
To his wife.
Yep.
Where he's
period.
Happy and content.
Exactly.
Hmm.
Exactly.
It. I don't think they put that into retrospect though. They
no,
don't think about
because,
stuff like that.
Because women like that, what I learned is that they don't require anything.
Yeah, they're trying to find their place.
They want to talk to you because the money that you can spend on them.
Right.
But men who know they can dangle money over you, they don't treat you like nothing but a puppet because that's what you are.
They just know they if can I give tell you a couple of dollars and
if I tell you, bitch, she ain't getting this $500 today, you're going to be figuring it out. How can I do something more
to for get you that to get $500?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. What's the next thing I can do for you, daddy, mm-hmm. so that mm-hmm. you can give me some money?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that's why it was so easy for them to get women into sex trafficking, too, because they just want the money. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. This is all I got to do? And then now you trapped in this system that you can't get yourself
exactly.
out of.
Exactly. Exactly. Have y'all watched the show, sad. The Stranger?
Stranger.
Mm-hmm. So it's Netflix. It's a show on series? Netflix. And basically, long story short, it's about a stranger who's telling people secrets. Mm-hmm. But one of the secrets was one of the daughters was on Sugar Baby. She was a sugar baby mm-hmm. to three different guys. She was in college. You know, she had good parents with good jobs and stuff. Her mother owned a cafe and stuff. She came from a good home. But she got to college and started trying to figure it out on her own way and started being a sugar baby. So one of the girls who was out, you know, exposing everybody business and stuff, she ended up pulling up on her mom and letting her mom know, like, oh, basically, I'm blackmailing you. I want 10 bands because your daughter out here, she's a sugar baby, and I'm going to put it on the internet, blah, 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 blah. So much spiral, and the mom ended up getting killed.
Mm.
Basically, you know, the police get the questioning, what's going on? Like, this type of lady, she's an older lady. She runs it. There's no reason why somebody should have blatantly just murdered this lady in cold blood.
They right. shot her?
Shot her kneecaps. That was a police officer who killed her.
What? Shot her kneecaps.
Because he was in the mix of the whole situation yeah. and the blackmail and trying to figure out why, you know what I'm saying? Right. All this other stuff. So it was just but one of the cop who shot her, he was working with one of her customers, basically, one of her sugar daddies, right. basically. Right. And it was just a whole bunch of stuff that they was wrapped up into, but it led to her mother getting killed.
Mm.
Because when people want you, who do they come for?
Yep.
The next people person. That love you. Yep. You know what I'm saying? And it's sick because her mom, you know, her mom was like, I'm going to pay, but the girls wasn't going to kill her. They just wanted the money.
They just wanted the money.
But they didn't know how that secret affected other people.
Yeah.
And end up getting the old lady killed. So I'm just like, it was crazy because when the police was asking her, you know, what's going on, she ended up, because her dad didn't know nothing about her being a sugar baby. Everybody was also trying to hide it from her daddy.
See?
And it just, you know, even when they came and told the dad, he was like, no, y'all need to figure this out because nobody would have just cold blood killed my wife. She not that, she ain't even in no, you know.
Yeah, she's not involved in nothing.
Right, and it wasn't a robbery. So it was just like, you know, it was crazy because the daughter was so broken and trying to figure out something for her to become a sugar baby in the first place.
Right.
And then because you were so embarrassed by what you did, like your mom was basically trying to stop you from ruining your life
right.
with this video being put out that you was a sugar baby. And it was just like, you know, that could be happening to the average girl.
Yeah. Right.
We don't know. I know people who are sugar babies.
Yeah. I tried it. Some years ago, I tried it.
Yeah.
But
you got to think about the fact that you can hold
jeopardy.
You can hold your own a lot better than a college student.
Yeah.
But shit still happens.
It does.
You know what I'm saying? Men are going to always overpower you. I don't care if they're smaller than you. If they know mm-hmm. their strength, they're stronger than you.
Yep.
Yes.
So it's like just, it's crazy because I've known, you know, entertainers and stuff. I remember this girl I worked with. She ended up on the side of the road dead.
Mm. See?
Because she used to be tricking off. Yeah. You never know, you know what I'm saying, what's all money ain't good money.
Nope. Yeah. And all it takes is one time. Somebody yep. just one probably time. Wanted to get her one time. And then
but these men be drunk and high, and you be
doing drugs. You know, yep. you don't know what I they got just, going on.
Yeah, and I was just watching First 48, and it was a serial killer, and what he was doing was he was killing prostitutes. So he was targeting women because I think he was married, and I think his wife was a prostitute.
Mm-hmm.
And so from there, and he just was like, I'm killing every woman I see. That's a prostitute. And I just think that living in those dangerous worlds, you know, like
right.
The strippers, the prostitution, the call girls, you know, those little things, sugar babies, it's still, you still playing with the devil. You still yeah. doing it. And I just think that, you know, men sometimes don't respect the women who is working to try to pay for school or working because this is the way they can pay their in, you know, their house notes or car notes, or this is where they can get that money, but they look at them as they're prostitutes, or even if they don't carry themselves like that, they just still put they in their mind like this is what they are, and I don't have no respect for you. So it's still a dangerous game that you play, right. Period. You know, so it's just like, I don't know. Just try not to gamble with that shit, because you're putting your life in danger regardless to whether you are a hoe, a dancer, or not. But living in that dangerous world is just
people are out to get you. People are out to get women. You know
when
what I'm saying?
They see that you easily manipulated, though, and that you weak, you automatically become a target. They prey on women like that.
They prey on women.
So like now you a target because you look like I can get you.
But what we do is we seem to put ourselves in categories and then get upset.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then you get mad.
If I'm walking around with a skirt with my ass hanging out, my ass cheeks hanging out, you know what I'm saying? On a Friday night when all the niggas is out, I want to be seen, or I'm bouncing in the club, huh?
Yeah, everything went out.
Yeah, I can't hear.
We're having a malfunction. Everything went out like what?
The speakers.
Oh, I can't hear nothing.
Can you hear?
Oh, no.
Is out, but why we gonna take this time?
Hey guys, I see y'all.
What happened?
Goodness, Lamar, if you still watching, hey babe, I ain't seen you in about 20 years. It is so good to see that you guys are watching again.
You got me some type of way. Ain't just a feeling this way. I do not know what to say, but I know I should think about it. So one more look at your face. Now I wanna know how you taste. Usually don't give it away, but you know I'm already thinking about it.
You got. safety, so I don't go shooting where I be. Cause you take the bullet trying to save me, then I'm left to deal with making you bleed. And that's a whole lot of love, ain't trying to waste it. Like we be running them out and never make it. That's just too bitter for words, don't wanna taste it. That's just too bitter for words, don't wanna face it. But I think that I'm done tripping, I'm tripping, sipping. That's how I control this feeling you keep giving, you keep on hitting. Baby boy, your love got me tripping on you. You know your love is big enough, made me trip up on you. Yeah, it's big enough, got me tripping on you. Tripping, tripping on you. My bad for tripping on you. Tripping on you. My bad for tripping on you. Tripping on you. You know I'm cool when I ain't waiting, but I act a fool when I don't get it. And I'm steady bruising just to save this, but I tripped on your love, now I'm addicted. And that's a whole lot of love, ain't trying to waste it. Like we be running them out and never make it. That's just too bitter for words, don't wanna taste it. That's just too bitter for words, don't wanna face it. But I think that I'm done tripping, I'm tripping. I've been sipping, that's how I control this feeling you keep giving. Keep on hitting it, ooh, oh. Maybe it's your love, it's too good to be true. Baby boy, your love got me tripping on you. You know your love is big enough, made me trip up on you. Yeah, it's big enough, got me tripping on you. Tripping, tripping on you. My bad for tripping on you. Tripping on you. My bad for tripping on you. Tripping on you.
Y'all, we are back. I can't move my chair. Like I'm trying to scoop my chair up. Y'all are tuned into Keeping It Real with Lila Live on Hits 92.3.
We have some malfunctions.
We have been talking about you bitches.
That's giving us bad
name. Y'all bitches needs to do better. But seriously, the name of the show tonight is called Ladies, We Gots to Do Better.
That means you need more gots to be glue for your lace fronts.
Yes, honey, got to be.
Everybody don't got a head full of hair like you.
I mean, I could donate it. What's up? I'm trying to go get a haircut
it.
Anyway.
I highly doubt it. If you're
I
gonna
got
call.
A lot of hair.
Yeah, you do, and you never wear it.
And my hair got down longer than this.
My hair longer than this. Right. crazy.
But you
they
know.
Need some guys to be glued. That's it.
And I chop mine off every couple
Stop
months.
Swooping them baby hairs to the left.
Hey, they be looking cute though. Wait, she was like,
damn, baby hands.
She's throwing all the things.
No, I like when it swirl all the way down. Swirl, swirl, swirl. Be cute.
But yes.
Y'all be overdoing it with them baby hairs.
Not me. I don't wear it all the time.
I don't think I ever seen you with your baby hairs done.
Because they be nice and
it's right, all right. Somebody going to make me a wig, and I'm finna go get my hair cut so I could just do what y'all do. Get up and go.
No, you don't get your hair cut. You just braid it
right.
up.
Okay, well, braid me up and then put it on and go.
You ain't finna wear no damn.
Why not? Somebody can make me a wig with two braids.
That is true.
A wig with
but
some dreadlocks.
Why would you need that? You got all that hair.
Who finna do this hair every
you,
day?
You do it. You don't have to do That's, it every
it's
day.
It's beautiful.
You braid your own hair.
I do, but my arms be tired.
Oh, I know they do because I do my own hair too. The first time I did my own sewing, boy, what? My I was like, my arms was falling off. My fingers was all pricked up. I kept sticking myself.
Yeah,
but I was like, I'm going to figure this out. I'm going to sit right here and I'm going to figure this out. It was pretty funny. Yes, yes, yes. But, yeah, so we basically, we've been getting on y'all because y'all be out here doing the most for... no money. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's some people out here, you know, me personally, you know, they have, like, the OnlyFans pages and certain, I think it's another one. I can't think of the name of it, where you subscribe to it. And I feel like, I mean, more so y'all want us to pay this amount of money for something that we could go to Pornhub and watch for free.
Oh, you know what? You're right, because...
Okay. Oh, I think it's Cam Soda, too, because I subscribe to OnlyFans and Cam Soda because I have
I know about OnlyFans.
Who has, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, you know what I'm saying? Who has that? So, that's, you know, support. But I don't... I mean, you know, I guess to each his own. They make great, great, great money.
I mean, I don't understand
who... make great money.
OnlyFans girls.
They do. My homeboy, so...
And Cam Sodas.
My homeboy, his girlfriend it's do like, that. Okay, I was trying Cam to figure Soda, out why she always Cam talk Soda about is, for fans only. And I'm like, what? What is she talking about for fans only? You only got 60 followers on your page. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't
And then
know
one day, I clicked on the page, and I was like, oh, I don't want to know what you talking about, girl. Let me go ahead and X out this whole window page.
So right, but... Okay, so Cam Soda is like pretty much the webcam girls. But it's just, you know, local girls that you know that's webcam mm-hmm. girls. Except, you know, back in the day, we didn't know these girls. But now...
Now you know it's your homegirl.
Now,
or your neighbor daughter.
Anybody can create themselves a Cam Soda page, and they can go live, and they also can make videos and post the videos on their page, and you have to buy them. Mm-hmm. But you have to be a subscriber in order for you to even get access to the videos.
Got it.
So they put, you know, like they have videos, they have pictures, huh?
Oh, it's nude.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like Pornhub, basically. But you have
but you
to
gotta
be a
pay
subscriber.
For it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to be a subscriber. And
pay that monthly fee.
Like I said, my homegirl got both, and she makes great money.
Really?
Yes, even when she was pregnant. She
really?
Made more money when she was pregnant than now with that she's not pregnant, basically. Like, her being pregnant boosted her up.
But see, then I kind of feel like that's
Men
kind
like
of a different
women.
Thing, though,
it.
Because
weird
it's different when you doing it. Like, so, in that situation, they already getting paid to do that kind of stuff. You feel me?
Right.
And
that's
I feel like
saying,
it's,
if it's worth that, if you're promoting your stuff so that you can make money.
Then that's different.
That's different.
But then what, I just feel like there's a thin line, like, why you gotta, to get the money, you gotta promote yourself like that. Why not just do something like these girls is doing where you gotta pay first before you see me, bro.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Pay
right.
me. See, the thing about it is you gotta think about it. Okay, they are seeing you for free, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm putting on this lingerie outfit, or I'm sitting here butt naked, but it's blurred out, it's an illusion. You have to play with people's minds.
Ah, yeah.
So, if you're not advertising, why would I want to pay to see more?
Mm-hmm.
When I pay to see more, then that's when it's like, okay. Then even, like, they have it where you can get, like, private shows, private videos. All that stuff is, you got to think about, it's men out here who not getting none, and this is across the world, not just the yeah. United States. Who is, oh my God, they're busting as soon as they see you come on the camera.
Right.
These girls make money off of it. But you have to promote.
think I found me a side hustle.
Right. My homegirl's like, how do I do it and not promote? I'm like, girl, there's no way for you to do it and not promote.
Yeah, you have to promote
it. You're going to have to promote. No, you got to have a whole, like, this is a business. Yeah. My homegirl who do it, this is her only income. Wow. And she makes great money because now you've created a fan base.
Right.
And it's like, you got to, you know. Like, even like, okay, she just had surgery. And she let people know, like, okay, y'all better get y'all stuff going.
And who she's talking about, let me tell you something. If I'm not mistaken, I know who you're talking about. And I don't like girls or nothing like that. But her videos are so good. Like, you'd be, like, looking like, okay.
And I'm pretty sure she carries herself like a lady, too, though, when she's outside of that. So that makes a big difference.
But it comes with phases. She didn't have her phases or whatever. But it's also like she got a video on there and she driving through the drive through with her titties out. So imagine being the drive through person.
I didn't see that one.
But people are paying her for this. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, imagine the drive through person. You go to get somebody money and she's sitting there with the camera light. And then she got this trick. She know how to bounce her titties like this. So you looking like, what the
fuck? What is going on here?
No. Heck no. Oh. I said, she don't have no OnlyFans
page. Oh, yeah. Right. Then that ain't the one I seen, man. Yeah.
But it's funny because it's like, what the hell? But she got videos. She got videos like, she had a basketball game in the parking lot. It's niggas in the back on the basketball game. She in the car playing with herself on the video. You can see the niggas in the back. They can't see her. They're not paying no attention.
Right.
But some men are paying her because they get off on that.
Right. See? That's crazy.
Right. Like, she's getting paid to just make video. Okay. Yeah. Who don't like touching on themselves? I'm going to get paid to do it? Okay. That's what I want to do.
But at a basketball game in the parking lot?
But people but like they that, though. Like, if you go, if you go look at a
because, you know,
category,
it's, like, spontaneous, though. So they think that's spontaneous. So they like, oh, wait, what a
right, she's bold.
Wait a minute. Oh, she finna come. Did he just make that
when
dunk?
When you watch the video, she might.
Like, yeah, I got
but
the best of both worlds.
You might be watching the video, and somebody might be coming, and she's like, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's real. But, right, like, she's really doing it.
Right.
So it's like, it's, you know, but it's. Think about it. It's 20,000 people out here who might like that.
Right, right.
And they do.
Exactly.
You got some people that get off of the noise that you make when you're eating.
Yeah.
I forgot what it's what it's called.
Like, it's so many people have told me to do a foot page because men are have foot fetishes.
Mm-hmm.
And I get so many, like, if I used to post pictures of my nails and toes all the time. And people used to be like, oh my God, your toes are so pretty. Like, I used to get DMs. I used to be like, you niggas are weird creeps.
No, it is foot fetishes.
But they will pay you to, like,
I look at my toes.
Yes. And it's like, I mean, it's just so because it's crazy, but they out here really spending money for it. Well, so I'm saying if you're promoting yourself, that's your business. That's your brand. Be the best at what you can be and who you are.
Right.
Right.
But I guarantee you, she not on here busting it
and
open
and beatboxing.
Exactly.
Girl.
She busted it open when you click that.
But I can promise you too. I can promise you too, the people that's in her circle is on a different caliber too. Cause I think that makes that a whole that's a different ball game. Right. With women who got to be better, we gotta do better.
Yeah.
I think they hanging around while I was finna cuss. I think they hanging around with people who don't hold them accountable. If you don't got people who in your circle who hold
like
you accountable,
like,
and who
I wish I would see my
you
got to
have people in your circle who really fuck with you, because if they really fuck with you, then guess what? They going to put you in your place and tell you, like, listen, that ain't cool.
That
you
ain't
need
cool.
to just do better. You need to do X, Y, and Z. And that's what real friends do.
Right.
And I feel like we don't have enough people in our circle that is bold enough to tell us about ourselves.
Right.
Let alone we already not telling us about ourselves. And I'm not holding myself accountable. I'm just out here like, whatever, because I don't love myself and I'm feeling insecure.
Right.
But what is that? My friends is doing the same thing. You enabling me.
Exactly.
You enabling me to be a hot mess.
Exactly.
Correct.
Mm-mm.
Or no.
Oh, yeah. But the thing about it is, after
that's serious.
I mean, right. But you are right. You are absolutely correct. It is. It's who. It's pretty much, you know what I'm saying, who you hang yourself around. Or, you know what I'm saying, because I mean, you know how they say birds of a feather flock together. I don't necessarily mean, I don't believe that all the time, but I believe as you get older, like, I don't want to be around nobody who don't have nothing going on.
Exactly.
Who doesn't encourage me to do better. You know what I'm saying? We have our days and we slipping on our shit. Your friends and people who love you should be able to tell you that you slipping on your shit.
Right.
But these hoes is out here. I mean, it's every category. It's not just on a sexual. It could be on a co-parenting stand. You know what I'm saying? Where your friend feel like, oh, I ain't letting my baby daddy see that bitch because I'm mad. You know what I'm saying? And it's like
petty. Right. Don't even understand that. That's messing up the whole.
Exactly.
Affecting the child.
I feel like everybody has their reasoning for different stuff. Everybody goes through different phases. Everybody deals with things how they deal with things. But as a friend, like, when me and my friends, we call each other, we give each other advice, we be honest.
Right.
You also, as a friend, when you give advice, take account of everything, the whole story. You know what I'm saying? Because you know both sides of any situation when it comes to giving a person advice.
Right.
It could be about a job. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, it could be about another friend. It could be about co-parenting. It could be about your relationship with your mom, your dad, your sister, brother. You know what I'm saying? Be a good friend or be a good spouse in that sense.
Right.
Because I just get so tired of everybody man bashing. Ain't nobody out here talking about what these bitches is doing.
Right. But you know, we live in a misogynistic society anyway, so
like being
the
being
men out here, they already putting women down and then they doing what they want to do and making women feel worthless and like shit. So then here come the other women who ain't got no self-love and control for themselves. Right. So they like, but the niggas like already doing it.
Right. Even like perfect the bitches example, who keep having kids.
That's why I fuck with Missy Elliott. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Don't nobody deal with Missy Elliott. But Missy Elliott is the only woman I know that's out here who ain't afraid to put these niggas in their place to let them know, like, you out here rapping about pussies and getting bitches and getting money. Why I can't do the same thing? Why I can't talk about how you a fuck boy?
Right.
Like, you feel me? And I feel like we don't do that. Right. We put other women down and we let everybody else put women down. But who gonna stand up and be like, you know what? We gotta stop doing that.
But that's why I say, I always talk about how just like the Valentine's, I posted a post like, if you got a man, you need to
take
show
him out.
Yeah, you need to show him some appreciation. Mm-hmm. What I call
it
you and say, it's leap year, girl. What you got going on?
Right, sure did.
Because it's not always about us.
Yeah.
And that was so crazy because did you see a K commercial?
Nope.
They didn't even put them out there because it was for the men this time.
But you know, even when it was women, they it's had different
all,
levels.
You see all the diamond commercials. They didn't have shit for the men.
And nobody.
Sexist society.
They had a sale at Bath and Body Works. I was like, oh Lord, I'm about to be in line forever.
Nobody.
You know,
was
if
in
it
there.
Was about women, it would have been wrapped around the corner.
Right.
But everything was on sale for men. Just like now that I'm a leasing consultant, I pay attention.
I'm mad.
Yep.
Missed it.
I need to call the corporate office and tell them run that back.
But it's crazy because it's all just even how these women are out here on government assistance, but you can't take care of yourself and the baby you got, but you continuously having kids.
Yeah.
It's so many people who are on programs where you're not even getting your rent paid. I mean, you're not even paying your rent, but you got a man living up in here who ain't doing shit either. You got your kids up in here who see a man who just laying around ain't doing shit either.
You got to do better.
And you here pregnant.
Yeah.
What?
You had a rental assistance program. You had the rental assistance trying to get some assistance while this nigga laying up in the bed.
Exactly.
That's lame.
Exactly.
And all she doing is enabling him, though.
Yeah.
Because I promise you, if she make that nigga get up off his ass, he going to be out because it's going to be somebody else who's going to be like,
of course. You can come over here.
The topic is bitches got to do better. Ain't it?
Yeah. Exactly.
Gots to do better.
Right. Because look, right, because our conversation is definitely over. Look, I just looked at the time like,
it was a post where a girl was beatboxing with her vagina and it just threw us all for it.